All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to the May I Have a Word podcast. How the hell are you? Holy Christ, it's been a minute. I hope y'all are doing swell. You're well. Oh my goodness. Oh, it feels good. It feels good, right? It feels good. It feels, but it's about to feel a little bit better. One sec. Oh, there we go. Oh, thank you to my people at Golden Road Brewery providing a little ride on right now because I'm about to ramble on. So, we pause. Oh, man. Golden Road. Golden Road never fails to miss the mark. Thank you to Golden Road. So, it's been a while since we last spoke. What the hell has gone on since the last time we've spoke? Let's see. Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's get into this. Let's talk about the last time that I talked. Thanksgiving hadn't happened yet. A whole year has passed by, pretty much. Let's see. Thanksgiving happened. Thanksgiving was very, very, very forgetful. Didn't care for Thanksgiving this much this year. Because your boy was working like a dog. But, you know, hey, at the end of the night, he got to enjoy himself a nice, nice glass of McCallum's. That's right, aged 18 years. Yep, it was from Stifler's mom's private reserve. And if you don't get that joke, you're too young for the podcast. Just putting it out there. If you don't know who Stifler's mom is, you're too young, and you don't know what time Usher was cruising the streets in the drop top. So you're too young. Out of here. Beat it. So anyways, I got to have a glass of nice 18-year-old McCallum. And then I got to continue my Thanksgiving tradition. I do a little Thanksgiving tradition. Not sure if I've ever mentioned it on here. I always watch Home Alone. Home Alone as like my end of day, end of night, little, you know, treat. So, I do that every year, and it was amazing. It was awesome. I loved it. I love that I'm able to do that every year. I've been watching Home Alone the night of Thanksgiving every year. Whew. I mean, I want to say it's been a good 20 years maybe that I've been doing that, maybe more. And I stumbled on it by accident, actually, why I did that. And I can go back as far as maybe I was maybe like, oh God. The first memory of me doing Home Alone on Thanksgiving, even though it's a Christmas film, right? But to me, it always reminds me of Thanksgiving because I always do it for Thanksgiving. I was like a single digit aged kid, which that sounds weird. And I don't want you to be like, what the hell does that mean, Gus? It means that I think I was 8 or 9 years old. And I remember that I had like a migraine or something. My head started to hurt really bad on Thanksgiving, like going into the nighttime. I remember just laid there on the couch in my mom's living room, and on NBC was playing Home Alone. And I remember watching Home Alone actually made me feel better. Like, it wasn't some miracle thing, but it's like, I was watching it. I love the film. It made me laugh, and it made me kind of forget that, you know, I was getting like onset migraine symptoms. But so I've been doing that. That's been my own little, you know, my own little tradition for a long time. And so was able to do that. Then I survived the silly season, fucking Christmas. God, man, like, I love Christmas because, you know, it's like the weather's changing, it's nice and cold and everything like that, gives you reason to, you know, drink a nice hot beverage. You know, I prefer hot sake, other people prefer hot cocoa, but hey, whatever. It was an incredible holiday season. I was able to spend, you know, the holidays with my family, with my mom. Shout out moms. And then, you know, over at my sister's place, you know, because, you know, your boy doesn't have any little ones. You kidding, man. I'm fucking kidding with that shit. Kidding. But anyways, so the Funkle, as I am, you know, the fun uncle. That's right. I'm the godfather. You know, when I walk into that house, you know, the kids love me. You know, so I'm always like the big brother, or it's like what I say, it's like they treat me the way prisoners do when they get their hands on the warden. You know, it's like they just like beat the living hell out of me. But I love my godson and I love my niece. And, you know, whenever I'm around, you know, it's all bets are off, and they don't care that my knees are shot. My lower back is done. And now my hip apparently is gone as well. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Don't worry about that. You know, hey, we'll be there. We're just having fun. We had a great time. Great holiday season there. And everything. It was really, really good to, you know, just to recharge the batteries, not just physically because I had time off of work, but, you know, mentally as well. You know, it was good to get the family time in. And then, you know, I didn't do anything for New Year's. Didn't do anything for New Year's. I actually spent New Year's working, but like not like going the clock over into, you know, midnight. No, I was home for that. Spent the holiday here at the house, you know, so I'm just grateful. I always get a little, I guess a little, you could say emotional, you know, and it's like, you know, you can make fun of me if you want to, but I do get a little emotional, especially if I'm like alone, because the New Year's always an incredible thing to me. It truly, really is to be able to sit there and be like, you have survived. You've lived long enough to see another ball drop. How awesome is that, right? Like, it's cool. You get to witness the start of a new year. You know, I mean, you and I have known people that start the year, but they don't make it to the end of it. You know, and it's, they'll never experience another new year, you know, and things like that. So, to me, it's always special. New Year's is always special. New Year's and my birthday. New Year's and my birthday are the only 2 days out of the year that you can guarantee that at one point throughout the day, throughout the night, I'm going to, you know, get emotional and I'm going to have to go rearrange my contact lenses somewhere privately really quickly. But yeah, so December 31st was fun, right? It was good, great. I ushered in the new year, loved it. You know, happy new year to everybody. I hope everybody's 2024 is filled with unlimited success, health, wealth, and happiness. I hope we all get laid at some point this year. So big wishes to all of you out there that are trying to do that. So that was January 1st. Let me tell you, strap yourselves in, folks. Make sure all your arms and legs are inside the vehicle because we're about to go on a ride. So January 1st, I'm there. Hold on, before I, you know, take you guys on this ride, let's pause for another station identification. Oh my God, it's so good. So good. Anyways, so January 1st. We're there, and I was, by the way, if you hear anything in the background that sounds like someone showering, nobody's showering. Apparently, Los Angeles is now the rain capital of the country because it's been raining for 75 straight days, and I'm not happy about it. Okay, I'm not happy about it. Not happy about it, okay? I mean, yes, rain is good. Rain is great. Rain is beautiful. When I'm watching it on a film or when I'm watching a documentary about Seattle, I don't care for it. I just don't. You know, I mean, yes, California, yes, Los Angeles in a, you know, a drought, yes. But holy Christ, I'm usually in my quiet room right now, here in my lavish crack den in Brentwood. But let me tell you, it's still loud enough to where it's in my quiet room. I mean, this is insane. So if you guys hear something in the background, no one's showering. So don't be thinking that, you know, oh, whoa, what a freak. No. Rain is coming down outside in buckets. All right? Buckets. So anyways, last time we had a sunny day was Christmas. You know? Hey. So, anyways. Oh, speaking of Christmas really quick, we're going to stop the ride really quick. I'm going to give props to my niece and my godson for their Christmas gifts. So my niece and my godson, they had like this little student store at their school. And I guess that they have, you know, like school bucks or whatever, you know, like little kids can earn their like school money and they go to their little school store and they buy things or whatever. So, you know, they're ace of students, you know what I'm saying? They're aces. So it's like they obviously, you know, have like probably like hundreds of thousands of their school bucks, you know, from getting straight A's and, you know, getting, you know, all like being a model student for everybody. Obviously, they didn't, you know, take that gene from me, man. Shit, I would have been in debt. My niece comes up to me and, you know, it's like, it's got unique wrapping. We'll put it that way. It's got unique wrapping. And she hands it to me. Like, she went and she gave, like, her mom a school gift, her dad a school gift, my mom a school gift. And, like, she gave, like, you know, like, Grandma, I got this for you because I know you like this. And, you know, like, here, Daddy, I got this for you because, you know, like, this reminded me of you. And, you know, my sister, here, Mommy, I got this because of this. She comes to me and she's like, I'm sorry if you don't like this. She just like hands it to me with like such disappointment. Like, here you go. I'm sorry. I was just like laughing my ass off because it's like she probably thought I was like laughing at her and the gift, which I'd yet to see, but it was just like hysterical. Here, sorry about your shitty gift. But so she gives me a notepad, which I'm like, oh, that's nice or whatever. And then she gives me a pen, and on the pen it literally says, you got this. And I'm like, I literally turned to her. I'm like, I need this pen more than you know. All right. Cause I have to remind myself that of every single day that I get up. Okay. Like, it was hysterical of me being there and like me looking at this pen and it's like, you got this. You got it. Oh man, it was great. My godson hands me his gift and he's like, here you go. And like tosses me the gift and it's a back scratcher. It's like one of like those little pens that extends out and it's got like the back scratcher thing on it. I am laughing my ass off at that. Cause I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, you know, I can use this when I'm at home, you know, like, and then he gave me like some, I guess it was like some lemon sorbet type of like hand lotion. I'm like, all right, you know, my hands will smell lemony. Appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, that was very, very, very funny of like that little thing. They gave me some other gifts though. Like they gave me like actually stuff that they had, you know, like went out and bought at a store, not a school store. My godson and my niece know that I love Jurassic Park, as well do you. Yes, you know that I love Jurassic Park. We talk about this whenever I, you know, I'm not selfish and decide to release an episode every now and then. But so they gave me these little collectible little, they're die cast little cars. And they gave me the helicopter from Jurassic Park, the one that obviously flies them into the island. They gave me the Jeep Wrangler, the one that they're first in, and then gave me the Ford Explorer one. And it was so awesome. It was so cool to see that. And then they also gave me one of Back to the Future. So they gave me one Back to the Future of Back to the Future 1, the first one of the DeLorean, then Back to the Future 2, which had the car that floated. Wow, what an idiot. What is fucking dumb of me to say that floated. It flew. The car that flew. And then Back to the Future 3, the one that was in the the train one, the one that was on the railroad, on the train tracks, is what it was. Sorry, folks, the drinks are hitting right now, you know. It was that, and they were just really cool because you know, I love how the kids, they'll run up to me with their gifts with excitement and things like that. And that's really cool. That really makes me feel like, you know, like, it's like, oh, my mom got it for me. I don't know what you got. I don't know what you got, dude. But my mom bought it for me, put my name on it. Hey, I hope you like it, man. Hey, thanks for being a godfather. No, the kids actually get excited to see me open up the gifts. And I really enjoy that. I really like that. It makes me feel some kind of way, makes me feel like, you know what I'm saying? So that's cool. That's good. And then, So had a good Christmas and everything. So January 1st, we're there January 1st. January was a freezing day. It was freezing and windy that day here in the lovely, lovely west side of Los Angeles. And so it was cold and windy. And at around 7 p.m., I started feeling a little knot on, like, my hip area. Now, I had gotten into my car, and I thought it was at the angle that I got into my car, and I thought that I'd, like, pulled something. I thought that I had, like, you know, maybe, like, you know, twisted something. I don't know, but it was, like, right in my hip area. So I was all like, man, I was like, oh, that feels a little weird. Feels a little this. So I was like, you know what? When I take a shower, I will stretch it out. I'll stretch out the hip, you know, get some nice hot water on it. I'll be all right. I'll be good to go. By 11 p.m., 4 hours later, I could not lift up my left leg to get into the shower. Could not lift it because I was in excruciating pain. So 7 p.m., I go from this little tiny little knot to I cannot lift my leg to get into the shower because it's too excruciating. Now, I was like, all right, I'll just take some ibuprofen, a handful of ibuprofen. I'm going to knock out. I'll wake up in the morning good, right as rain. Okay, pun intended, because it's raining. So I'm like, I'm good. Yo, holy Christ, I did not sleep. I don't think anything more than 2 hours at all that night, because it literally was just an incredible pain of, I haven't felt pain like that in a long time, and it sucked. I couldn't move my left leg. Couldn't twist it, couldn't do whatever. It literally felt like every time that I tried to move my left leg, it's as if that feeling that you guys have ever had of when you, of when your leg falls asleep and you get up and try to walk on it. It's got that weird tingly feeling, but it also feels like you're stepping on, you know, like thumbtacks or whatever, and it hurts. Imagine that 30,000 times more painful. That's what I was feeling every single time that I stepped or that I tried to move the leg in general, right? So I'm laying there and I'm like, I'm in so much pain. I have to move. I have to go to the emergency room. Oh my God, was it a production of me trying to get out of bed? Let me tell you what, I'm trying to get out of bed and all I hear is that fucking Beatles song. You ever heard the Beatles song Help? Oh, it sucked, man. This one. Help, not just anybody. Help. Yeah, that song was playing literally like nonstop as I'm trying to get out of bed. I'm trying to do everything I can. Needless to say, on how I got up and out of bed, I had to roll out of my bed. Literally, I rolled off my bed onto the floor. My right leg was still mobile. It was still good. I shimmied my way over to my bedroom door. I leaned my back up against the wall next to the door handle of the door. And with my right leg, I brought my right leg all the way up into like my chest, and I planted my right foot firmly on the ground. And with both of my hands, I grabbed the doorknob and I simultaneously pushed. I pulled myself up and then pushed myself up with my right leg as I'm pulling myself up. It was literally, it scared the living hell out of me. Scared the living hell out of me. What the hell's going on? Like, I have no idea what the hell's going on. Like, Jesus Christ, I went from like a little knot in my hip to I cannot move. What happened here? Like, you know, I always said, hey, God, just take me, but don't do it slow and painful, man. You know, have a jumbo jet land on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, oh, guys, don't. God, he's so dark when he does that. You know, I joke around. I've got dark humor. I'm sorry. All right. It's all in good laughs. At least I'm laughing. You should laugh, too. Anyways, so I was just like, what the hell's going on? So I'm like, all right, you know, I've got to do something. It's 7 a.m. So I'm like, all right, I got to go to the emergency room or whatever. But I'm like, I don't know about going to the emergency room. So I'm like, yo, there's an urgent care literally down the street from me. Literally down the street from me, there's an urgent care. So I'm like, all right, we're going to go to the, emergency or the urgent care. It's a UCLA urgent care, like 2 miles away from me, less than 2 miles away. So I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this. We're going to make it happen. And I was just like, just slowly trying to get ready. And it was so painful putting on pants, putting on socks of the, like it literally was, this is going to sound funny and dumb and kind of, I can't think of the word right now, but I'm experiencing all this, right? I literally didn't get scared until I tried to tie my shoes right. Until I tried to tie my shoes, I couldn't get my shoe on my right foot. Couldn't do it. And that's when I started getting a little scared. That's when I was like, yo, when I could not get my shoe in, it was not good for me. That's when I was like, okay, we got a problem here. I haven't encountered a problem like that for the longest of time. I mean, I literally just don't know what it was, because it's like, I just started like thinking, right? I start going through all of like, you know, of like, how did this happen? I I'm trying to, you know, to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out over like what exactly was the problem? I'm doing CSI body, you know, I'm doing CSI Gus's body of me trying to figure out how, when, and where did all this happen, you know? And it was literally just me trying to sit down. That's what it was. It was me trying to sit down. And I just did not know how to react to it. I literally am sitting there. And when I tell you that when I tried to bend down to put my shoe on, oh my God. First thing that went through my mind was,
please, Houston, we have a problem.
I was scared. And so there I go. And I used to sit there and think, now, not used to, I get my shoe on, I get down my stairs into my car, I'm driving down Wilshire to this UCLA urgent care. Now, before I left, I was like, what time does this urgent care open up? This urgent care said it opened up at 8 a.m. on the dot. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like, cool. Let's do it. Let's go. I wasn't like scared anymore at that point, right? I wasn't scared anymore for some reason. I wasn't scared because I was just like, I was like, all right, I've got this urgent care to go to. We're set. And then, I was a little relieved. I'm like, cool, 8 o'clock, it's 7:58. We'll get there. I'll be the first customer of the day and everything like that. And so, I get there, I park and everything, and it takes your boy like a good minute to get out of the car. It did. I had to lift up like my leg and twist it over and turn it onto the side, like as if it didn't actually work, you know? So it was just, it was a 10 minute process to get out of the car, man. It was embarrassing, but thankfully nobody was around. Cause like I told you, it was just, early enough. It's 8:05 AM. I'm like, cool. First customer of the day, I'm going to be there. I walk up to the door and I used to have this little saying of that God hated me, right? I'm like all this shit that used to go wrong in my life. I'm like, God hates me. No, I no longer believe that. I believe that God loves me. You want to know why? You want to know why God loves me? God loves me more than most of his children because God loves to laugh. Laughter is the spice of life, my friends. And I do believe that when God looks at me, he doesn't laugh harder than he does with anybody else. Because when I tell you that I was... I like hobble my way up to the front door. And I literally, I'm not kidding you when I tell you, I get to the front door and we are January 2nd, mind you, we're January 2nd, 8:05 AM. Okay. I get to the front door and there's a sign that says, due to holiday hours, we will not be opened until January 2nd, 9 a.m. Oh my God, I saw that, and yeah, your boy literally just lost his shit.
God damn it, are you fucking with me?
I was... I was literally... That was Billy Bob Thornton from Bad Santa, by the way. That wasn't me. But I literally was... Oh my God, I am there, and... I don't know what to do. I'm literally about to cry. I'm like, this is not happening. I cannot go back to my place, walk up the stairs, either sit on my couch or lay in bed. I can't do that. I can't do that because I'm not getting back up. I'm literally not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. It was pretty much me just walking to my car, and I sat there and I didn't do a damn thing. But I sat in my car, I watched my boy on the Dan Patrick Show. Watch my boy, do his thing, because he was doing his show. And so I had just been like, this is wild. So thank you to Danny and the boys for keeping my spirits high at that moment. It was really, really, really difficult for me to find any like point or reason on living right there, because I was just like, I'm good with living right now. I'm all right. I was in so much pain. I was like, I don't care. But thankfully I was able to listen to Danny and the boys. And they made me laugh while I sat there for an hour. Just had to deal with it. I had to deal with the fact that due to holiday hours, they were not going to be open for another hour. So I'm like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. So I go there and everything. To make this very long story short, they diagnosed me with trochanteric bursitis of the left hip. Apparently your boy was getting too much exercise over the last few months and the legs never got the proper rest. So I didn't rest properly, and thus I paid the price for it. They sent me on my way, but not before sticking me with three needles that were longer than my leg. It was a real, real, real rough day. January sucked. January really did suck. But hey, you know what? We're shaking the rust off. Actually, you know what? There's no rust because we ended December on a high note, and we're still marching through, because February was a great bounce back month. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is going to be today is March 2nd. Okay. I'm recording this March 1st. All right. Whatever. I hope you paid your rent. So, March 2nd, we're keeping the momentum going. It gets the people going. That's right. We are marching through, and we're going to kick ass in March, just the same way that we bounced back in February, because your boy was doing physical therapy for the injury and everything like that. So now I have to literally watch how many fucking flights of stairs I'm taking and everything like that, because your boy's legs apparently overworked. I'm literally on the verge. I'm like an Oreo cookie away from doing stunt work for early 90s Chris Farley. But yet apparently the doctors say that I'm getting too much exercise in. And I'm like, tell it to the fact that I could do stunt work for Gabriel Iglesias. All right. Not happening. Okay. No. So anyways, no, that wasn't a fat shame to Fluffy. It wasn't a fat shame, okay, before you guys start coming at me and coming for me with the fat shaming, all right? Nobody fat shames me more than me, all right? It's a proud fact. I don't know if it's proud, but, it just is what it is. Anyways, that was the wild start to my year. It truly, truly, truly sucked. But we're bouncing back. We're doing good. We're doing great. And, keep going. 'Cause February I bounced back really good. I was able to get back in the gym. I was able to, do everything smart, the right way. not some stupid way of where it's like, oh no, you know, like December I was deadlifting 450, so I'm gonna continue doing that. No, it's like I had to deadlift my first back day back at the gym, and I was deadlifting like 185, like, you know, like barely clipsing like over 200 pounds, and I'm like, this is embarrassing, this sucks. But you know, I just was, I mean, it sucks. It really does. It really does. But, oh, well, you know, hey, man, you're not going to be staying flawless and perfect forever. So I guess this was my little, you know, my little thing. But, you know, I don't take it as 100% bad thing. You know, I just am going to, you know, I'm just going to just keep the positivity going. I mean, some of you may laugh because, you know, you guys think I'm the most negative person you've ever met, but which it can be. I can be. Yeah. But I'm not going to, you know, have this injury hold me back much further. I mean, I'm almost wrapped up with all my physical therapy and everything like that. So it's going to be an even greater bounce back, because February was an awesome, awesome return to the way that I was, and March is even going to capitalize more on that. So I'm putting that out there, and I'm gonna abide by it, and I'm gonna follow it, and I can't wait. I can't fucking wait for what else is coming. So I'm excited for that, and there's more stuff coming. There's more stuff coming down the pipe. So I'm excited to be able to share that all with you in due time. I'm going to be sharing all that with you, but until that time and until next time, my friends, this is the end of the podcast. I am so glad to be back. I will not let another one. I will record another one, and I will drop another one before St. Paddy's Day. And we will get together and we'll hang out. We'll drink some green beer and we're going to have ourselves one hell of a time as always. Folks, I love you. I thank you all for tuning in. You guys mean the world to me. I absolutely, truly, I'm not bullshitting you. When people text me or you know, hit me up, which means they can, and they're asking, hey, when's the next episode? It truly makes me feel some kind of way because, hey, we started this thing this month, March of this year. You know, this month, March, it's going to be 4 years, 4 years that I started the podcast. And it's truly been one hell of a ride. And to everybody that has ridden it with me, thank you so much. I love you all. Y'all mean more to me than you guys will ever know. So thank you once again. I love you guys. You guys stay safe out there, all right? As always, once again, this has been the May I Have a Word podcast with your host, Gustavo Montes. I love you guys. You guys take care out there. I'll see you once again. As always, you can find the podcast on any streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you find a podcast, you will find me. Type in the name, May I Have a Word. You'll hear the voice. And that is all I have for you guys right now. Take care, you guys. I love you. Wash your hands, and we'll see you soon.